We read the word as if Jesus is standing in front of you, speaking to you directly as your Lord and Savior and as your best friend.
When we turn to God's Word for correction, we receive His direction and protection. Find out how as Kenneth Copeland concludes this week's study on the way to release God's power in your life, today on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's open our Bibles today to the book of James. We'll go back to our base scripture. James chapter 1, once again. Verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. So, now, didn't you love that last night when Brother Keith talking about thinking with the mind of Christ?
Yes.
Now, think with the mind of Christ here. If the word says, do not err, my beloved brethren, don't just skip past that. It says, do not err. All right, sir, I won't. So what he's about to tell me is information that'll not only keep me from making error in the spirit, but if I've already made that error, correct it right now. Huh? This is a way you stay out of man-made doctrines and traditions that make the Word of God of no effect. And this will fold right into what we're talking about here today. Now, my beloved brethren. Oh, I'm a beloved brother. Wonderful. Well, Brother Copeland was even talking about you. I beg your pardon. Thank you very much. This is my Bible, bless God. It's talking to me. I am a beloved brethren. I am my Father's beloved. I am in the beloved. The beloved is in me, and the Scripture calls me His beloved. Well, that's wonderful information, isn't it? Uh-huh. Well, what about some night when you can't go to sleep? You ought to be doing this every night when you go to bed. And you go over to the 127th Psalm, and it says to rise up early and stay up late, feeding on the bread of sorrow is vain. Vain means all that trouble for nothing. Because he gives his beloved sleep. Ah, now this scripture has come alive. I am a dearly beloved. You see, the devil will tell you all kinds of lies about that. Yeah, but you know, you're just an old sinner saved by grace. I am not. I was an old sinner. I got saved by grace. I am not an old sinner. I'm a child of the living God. I am born of the Spirit. And like Gloria said this morning, praise God, there's more to me than what you can see.
Yeah.
I'm bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Amen. Now, excuse me. You see what I'm doing here? I'm not just reading my chapter for the day. You ought to read a chapter every day, at least. I'm not just reading my chapter, but I'm applying every word of God. This is Jesus sitting right in front of me, talking to me by the Holy Ghost. And so I'm applying, I'm putting His words to work in my life. I'm applying them. I meditate on them. If this is what God says, now then how does this change my thinking? How does this change my life? Now, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Amen. Now, how many churches, how many denominations, how many Christian people sick and dying and in poverty and broke and debt and broken families and all that kind of thing? And how much of that could have been saved if they'd just read those two verses right there? Did you hear what my father said there a while ago?
Something good
is going to happen to you. God is a good God. I had a guy call me out one time because Brother Robert said that. Jumped on me. Got mad. He couldn't get to him, so he jumped on me. Well, that's fine. Amen. I'm jumpable. But I'm apt to respond. You know, I don't just stand there and look at you. And he said, I get tired of hearing old Robert say God is a good God. I said, well, what you want him to say? God is a bad God about half of the time? Well, that's actually what he was thinking, but when he heard it, it didn't sound good. In his mind, he thinks God was about as bad as he was good. Well, that's what religion will teach you. Genetically altered Bible will give you that viewpoint. But if you just read that verse right there, stop that. No, his error was from religion. But this says, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Father of lights? Ah. I remember a scripture that said, we are born of the light. That God is light. Ooh, I hadn't got but two verses here, and this is getting good, brother. Amen. Amen. I'm in line for good gifts. If they're coming down from the Father of lights, they must be coming to the children of light and coming through the children of light out to where the darkness is, so God will hear his voice and see his light in lands where it's dim. Hallelujah. I don't preach myself happy. And we hadn't gotten through two verses yet. Glory. Now, let's go on then. This is an example of verse 22. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Well, I don't believe I'm deceived. Really? Huh? No, they're all deceived, not me. Oh, well, now, wait a minute here. Don't err, my dear brother. No. What we're seeing here is that by not being a doer of the word, like we just these few examples here, where you're looking into the word. Well, let's just read on because he'll tell you what it is. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror. He beholds himself and goes his way and immediately forgets what manner of man he was. If you're just reading to read or you just read in church, you won't get to the car in the parking lot till if somebody asks you what that pastor preached, you don't even know. Well, I don't really remember what he said, but it sure was good, wasn't it? You remember what Brother Keith said last night that the Lord said to him by the Spirit? There are two kinds of people in this world. There are those that are dead and those that are asleep. And you can't tell the dead ones and the asleep ones apart until you wake them up. While they're asleep, they look like they're dead. Well, what'll wake you up when you intend to go to the Word of God? What does it say of itself? Whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty. Hallelujah. Now, the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, that's verse 25. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer, this man shall be blessed. What did he just say? This man will manifest the blessing of Abraham. That's what this is all about. Turn to the third chapter of the book of Galatians. Let me show you something here. Galatians chapter 3, and look at verse 8. Galatians 3, verse 8. The scripture, well, let's read the seventh verse. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. The scripture, say the scripture.
The scripture.
Now, is the scripture the voice of God or not?
Yes.
Yes, it is. The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify or make righteous the heathen through faith. Now listen. Preached. Whoa. God's preaching here. Preached the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now that says that's the gospel. If God calls that the gospel, I dare you to call it anything else, or to call anything else the gospel.
Amen.
Well now, Brother Copeland, I thought salvation was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought healing was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought divine prosperity was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought the shed blood of Jesus was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing.
Yeah.
But you put all that together. You put the integrity of the word, the covenant of blood, the power of God, the power in the name, the resurrected Lord Jesus, everything he did and everything he ever will do. You put it all together. Salvation, healing, baptism of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Put it all together, and it is the blessing of Eden. Hallelujah. That's the gospel. The good news, if you be in Christ Jesus, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Oh, glory to God. Wow! If it hadn't been for that, you and I never would have got in it. Oh, the grace and the mercy of God. Oh, I give God glory and praise for my Jewish brethren. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God for them. Amen. And it was the law and the prophets that made way so that Jesus came into this earth, praise God, and fixed it so that I could be the seed of Abraham and heirs according to that blessing. Hallelujah. Now I know what it means when Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What was he preaching to those people? Remember, he's preaching to the house of Israel, right? They had not been hearing the blessing of Abraham. They had been hearing rules and religious regulations. And he began to teach them that they were the seed of Abraham and that they're blessed. Blessed are the poor. For theirs is the kingdom of God. Not because they're poor, but they are blessed because they're the seed of Abraham and the kingdom belongs to them. They don't have to stay poor anymore, dude. And he said, I'm here to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. First time I ever heard that sermon, Oral Roberts preached it, and I'll tell you, I couldn't hardly hang on to my seat. I wanted to jump and run so bad. I did later. But he began to preach Jesus, the Jubilee. Preaching the acceptable year of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And I'm telling you, it rings in my ears today. I don't read Luke 4 without hearing his voice. Because I hear him say, poor man, you don't have to be poor anymore. I'm here. Blind man, you don't have to be blind anymore. I'm here. Sick man, you don't have to be sick anymore. I'm here. I am the Jubilee of God, and you are blessed. Man, I'm telling you, it's doing me the same way right now. It just gunned me till I thought, dear God, that's mine. That's my Savior that said that. That's my Lord that said that. Yeah. I'm just as much a seed of Abraham as he was and is. Yeah. I'm his joint heir. Yes. I'm rich now. It's just a matter of time for it to get to me.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't have money enough to get out of sight.
Hello.
You understand? But I saw it in my spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now then, what are we doing when we make the decision to be a doer of the Word? We go into the Word looking for, you can make a note of these if you'd like. And there's others, but this will help you get started. We read the Word as if Jesus is standing in front of you, speaking to you directly as your Lord and Savior and as your best friend.
Amen.
You are looking into the Word for correction. Which will bring direction, which will produce perfection, and it will provide protection. Now, if you've got any idea that you got some kind of automatic protection just because you're born again, yeah, you have it. It is automatic, but it don't work until you pull the trigger. There's a faith connection there that has to be made. And there are things that you can be doing things that just tear your protection all to pieces. You don't even know it.
That's right.
You can be going around saying things, well, I'll tell you, I guess this thing just came on me from heaven. Well, we've already read better than that.
Amen.
See, now that verse would protect you from that. So you think, hey, I've been saying something that's error. I'm not going to say that anymore. Well, you just helped yourself get out of saying stuff that was working against you instead of for you.
Amen.
He has said, have faith in God. Yes, sir. I obey, sir. I have faith in God. What did I just do? I put his words in my mouth. I got rid of my words. I put his words in my mouth. Now, I ain't going to talk anything else. I remember the first time I ever saw that. Whosoever can have the faith of God. I tell you, I jump straight up, man. I'm a whosoever. Hey, can't nobody take that away from me. And people have been trying to for 40 years. And the more they try, the tougher I get. No, sir. I've got these words in my mouth. And you have to purposely do it. Take it. put it in there. I have faith in God, and I say that I can say. I'm a whosoever, so I can say. I can say by faith just the same as my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, can say by faith. Why? It's not because he's an apostle of healing. No, that's not why it worked. It worked because he's a believer.
Amen.
And he fulfilled his calling as an apostle and a New Testament evangelist. Can you see that? I mean, these things didn't work for the apostle Paul because he's an apostle. They work for him because he's a believer. These things didn't work for Peter because he was an apostle. They work for him because he's a believer. He said in the book of Acts, after the miracle of the temple, that man come running through there, he said, hey, don't look at me like that. Don't look on us like that. It's not by our special calling or holiness that this man was made strong. It is because of faith in the name of Jesus. I'll stand up and let's give the Lord praise here. Hallelujah. Oh, my, 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 my. Oh, my, 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 my. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed Lord, blessed Lord, blessed Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say it out loud, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I have the faith of God.
I have the faith of God.
I put the words of Jesus in my mouth.
I put the words of Jesus in my mouth.
I put His word in my spirit.
I put His word in my spirit.
It is the word of the living God.
It is the word of the living God.
I have been authorized.
I have been authorized.
By the Most High God.
By the Most High God.
Use the Most High name.
Use the Most High name.
And to speak His word.
And speak His word.
Without doubt.
Without doubt.
And without reason.
Without reason.
Except. To release my faith.
And
bring glory to God.
And deliverance to the people.
Give the Lord praise and thanksgiving.
Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Copeland Family Meeting in Orlando, Florida is December 3rd through 5th. Join George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons for a time of ministry at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. A regional partner meeting with Steve and Kelly Swisher on February 19th and 20th, 2010, in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
You have to make this determination. Settle it forever. If you want direction, you have to be willing for correction. Now, you go to the Word to get corrected. Don't let just everybody in the world correct you about things. Go to God's Word. It'll correct you. And as you are corrected, you'll be directed. It will bring perfection and protection. Praise God. Don't try to get the protection without all of the rest of it. It all comes in a package. Put the word in your mouth and say it. If you believe it, you'll say it. If you don't believe it, you won't say it. You'll say something else. Stay with it till it comes out of your mouth boldly and in faith. It will change things around you. Praise the Lord. Father, we pray over today's offering in the name of Jesus. We ask you to reveal to people in this radio and television audience their part of Kenneth Copeland Ministries Outreach, Eagle Mountain International Church, and the Believer's Voice of Victory, all that you are doing and using this ministry to accomplish. Every Friday is offering day on this broadcast. Don't be deceived. This is Galatians 6, 7. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, when I was growing up a young boy in church, I never heard that about anything but sin. You better watch out there, boy. You know you're going to reap what you sow. Well, I found out that it wasn't just that. It was all the good stuff, too, praise the Lord. Now, let him that's taught in the Word respond to him that did the teaching. Why? All right. He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life. That word life is the Greek word zoe, and as that word goes into you and you respond to it and you sow back into that word's future, into the lives of other people, it releases the very life of God on the inside of us in your spirit, man, and those words take root in your spirit, and they begin to produce life. They begin to produce faith. They begin to produce the power of the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't quit. Amen. Radio, television, internet, all of these things. In the United States, praise God, if you're watching outside the United States, your offering stays right there in your area of the world. Go to church this weekend. Praise God. We'll see you next time. Remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. The world around you is changing every day, but one thing remains the same, God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read Word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today, The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, words you can build your life upon. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We have a covenant with God. This covenant is between God the Father and the resurrected, glorified, therefore immortal, Jesus the Son of God.